It's very nearly time for the Missouri State Fair. With all the details about this year's fair and this morning's newsmaker, here's KMZU's Nick Sadowski.
With the Missouri State Fair just under a month away, officials are beginning to get the word out. Fair Director Mark Wolf gave us some information on the new events and activities coming to the fair this year.
We're real excited about a new event this year. It's called our Military Flag Retreat Ceremony. We're going to do it each day of the fair. We have been taking nominations from veterans or active military members that we're going to honor with a special flag lowering ceremony and presentation each day. You know, there's a lot of things that come about during the fair each year. A lot of folks that we refer to as our partners, whether it's the folks with McDonald's or the Missouri Department of Conservation or DNR, and so we always kind of highlight things that are happening with them. For instance, 40th birthday party of the Happy Meal, 40th year of the Happy Meal with McDonald's, Smokey the Bear's 75th birthday celebration this year during the state fair. So some things like that that are a lot of fun just to throw out there. And then obviously, some of our ag partners. This is the 20th anniversary of the Gherkin Dairy Center here on the fairgrounds. The Pork Place is 40th anniversary. So, you know, some things like that that are just kind of neat to mention and part of what we do here at the State Fair.
One of the big reasons state fairs are loved is the music. Tell me who is headlining the grand stage this year.
We open up on the first Thursday, August 8th, with Dwight Yoakam and King Leg. Friday night, we have a European rock group called The Struts. White Reaper is the opening act for that. Saturday, we get into the music that really seems to play well here at the State Fair with our bigger country acts. So Saturday, August 10th, we've got Brantley Gilbert and Joby Fortner. We've got the weekend of Tractor Pull Sunday and Monday with Missouri State Fair Shootout on Sunday. And then Lucas Oil Pro Pulling League is a new event on all day on Monday, August 12th. Thursday, August 13th, we got Chicks with Hits. It's Terry Clark, Pam Tillis, and Susie Bogus. Wednesday, August 14th, Tyler Childers and Brent Cobb. Thursday, again, we're going to do our Christian concert with King and Country, and Matt Marr is the opening act for that. Friday, some classic rock with Foreigner and Night Ranger. And then the last Saturday, Brothers Osborne and Ashley McBride. And then we'll wrap up the fair on Sunday as we do traditionally with our ASCS National Sprint Car and ULMA Late Model Auto Race.
Now, you talked about what's new in 2019. What about some returning favorites that yearly attendees can come back and enjoy?
Well, you know, I think when you talk about agriculture and that's the main mission of the state fair is promoting agriculture in our state. There are things that we do here that are just part of that history and what the state fair is all about. And so whether it's our premier livestock shows, whether it's the racing pigs or the petting zoos and things like that folks have a chance to come out and see agriculture up close. I think those things return every year, and I think that's very important to what the state fair is all about.
Last thing, the 2019 Drive to Feed Kids. Explain what that's all about.
Well, this all started out about 6-8 years ago with a food drive that we started on a Tuesday. We called it our Tuesday food drive, and it's kind of grown over a period of time. And in the recent years, Missouri Farmers Care, MFA, and a bunch of folks really got on board with that, and we kind of started pushing a new title to that, which was our Drive to Feed Kids here in Missouri. And I think folks just don't even realize that in an ag state like this, that there could possibly be people out there that don't get enough food. But it is a serious problem. And it's been a great opportunity working with 4-H and FFA to put this thing together. So we now call it our Drive to Feed Kids. Last year, I think we packaged about 100,000 meals down here in the Low Molar Assembly Hall. We took canned food at the gate. You get a discount for, like a dollar off for each can that you brought. And it was a great opportunity. I think we donated about 19,000 pounds of canned food to the Missouri Food Banks once the fair was over. We raised in cash $160,000. That went to them also. So it's just a really awesome event. We encourage folks to come out. If you want to participate, let us know. We'll find you a place in line to help do that. And it was a lot of fun and has just really grown into a really, really big event here at the State Fair each year.
There you have it. The Missouri State Fair begins August 8th and lasts through the 18th in Sedalia. For KMZU News, I'm Nick Sadowski.
To learn more about this year's Missouri State Fair, visit our website, kmzu.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.